exclusive support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a generous grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, celebrating 60 years of strengthening community through support of the arts. Welcome to KUAC's Alaska Live. This is KUAC 89.9 FM Fairbanks. I'm your host, Lori Neufeld. My guest tonight is Jeff Kanzler. Welcome to the studio, Jeff.
Hi, Lori. Hi, Alaska. I missed you.
Well, Alaska missed you too. And so we're going to jump in and give folks a taste of what they might have missed.
Well, I'm going to play something that they've probably heard. I mean, if they're familiar with any of my music.
Okay.
Maybe they've missed it. They haven't heard it in a while, probably. So.
Okay.
I'm going to go back to Blacktop Road.
Excellent. Jeff Kanzler, my guest here on KUAC's Alaska Live.
If I had the cash, I'd buy new fishing gear. And I'd walk all my friends to appear near here. And we'd bait our hooks with the weight we've acquired. And we'd toss them out to sea. Oh, we'll find some keys and drive all day till that black top of road gives way to clay. When the hillside ends and we soar into space, oh, me and my friends will all have smiles on our face. When the rocks come into view, I'll sing my final words so true. When the rocks come into view, I'll call you. And if I had the time, I'd knit a yarn so strong I could thread it through the earth and sun. And I'd shake that string till the crust came apart and it fell into the sea. Oh, we'll buy some keys and drive all day till that blacktop road gives way to clay. When the hillside ends and we soar into space, oh, me and my friends will all have smiles on our face. When the rocks come into view, I sing my final words so true. When the rocks come into view, when the rocks come into view, when the rocks come into view.
All right, Jeff Kanzler with his title track from Blacktop Road. Oh man, that's the really great road trip song.
Well, I guess in the context of like Thelma and Louise, you know, like, yeah.
The rocks are coming into view. This is not necessarily in a we're driving towards the mountains type of way.
Well, driving towards the mountains, great. It's just with brakes. Yeah, no, it's all right.
That was off of Blacktop Road. That was a title track. And that album was really... People loved it here, and I know that you got a lot of play in Seattle, too, where you're living now, but it's definitely getting some airplay still here in Alaska, too.
So. Yeah, it was kind of a Forrest Gump album. The way it came together was kind of random. I mean, you remember those days and the people who played on the album, and there was a lot of partying going on. We're having a good time, a lot of late-night stuff, and we were doing some tracks randomly out at 10th Planet with Pat and Robin.
Mm-hmm.
And even in some cases on my laptop up in Esther, you know, some of the parts were done there, and it just kind of came together. And it was surprisingly, well received.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it
came out really nice. Mm-hmm. I mean, Pat and Robin did a great job with it, and you got all the Alaska musicians that, you know, you taught them your songs, and it all really was cohesive. And
I don't know how much I taught them. I think they could hear it and put it together. A lot of good players on that record. It was a lot of fun. It was a really, really cool encapsulation of a time and a place, I think.
That's a good way of putting it. You know, you write a good song, and good musicians can really fill in the gaps.
Make it better.
Make it better. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's hear another song, and then we'll talk about what brings you back to Fairbanks.
All right. What should I do here? Let's do another one from that strip down little thing.
Wondering where my money went, wondering why my baby went away. Ran to town, no time to spare, hoping I might find her there, make her change her mind and wanna stay. I will this time try to be all that she's wanting. I won't walk the streets while she's home alone. Yeah, I will this time try to be all that she's wanting. From now on I she finds me waiting there, smoking cigarettes and calling out a name. Every stumbling word intent, hours and hours of love they're spent, safe within our drunken dancing game. She's home alone. Yeah, I will this time try to be all that she's wanted. From now on I'm gonna bring my bottles home. Yeah, I will this time try to be all that she's wanting. From now on, I'm gonna bring my bottles home.
Jeff Kanzler's here for KUAC's Alaska Live. In that song, it doesn't seem like you're talking to the one you're trying to apologize to. It seems like you're talking to yourself.
Or the next one. Oh, right. who will be accepting of that. From now on. I don't know who I'm talking to. Anyone who will listen probably. Yeah, that's probably what I'm going for.
And the way we all hear songs, it's from our own point of view, even if you're the one singing it and writing it, it all is filtered through our own life experiences.
Yeah, art probably wouldn't be the thing that it is if that were not the
case.
Yeah, it'd be pretty
human experience.
I mean, it's a pretty self-absorbed thing for people to do anyways, but I think the extent that people can relate to it is what makes it relevant.
So were you planning a trip up here to Fairbanks and then Chena River Festival put you on the bill headlining Friday night, or that Chena River Festival made it possible for you to make it up here?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always thinking of reasons to come up here. I mean, yeah. I have a busy life back in Seattle, kind of that normal, you know, day-to-day working world thing. But no, I got a message from Carolyn Shepherd. Hi, Carolyn. Thank you. She sent me a message through Facebook and said, hey, we're going to do this. It started out as a festival at the Gold Camp. I think she was planning to do something out at the Gold Camp. And she said, will you come up and do it? And I said, and I think her idea was that it would be kind of that period in times, the Sweating Honey, you know, the Marlin night, the Sweating Honey, our band, you know, all that stuff
Melissa
was going
Mitchell
on.
Mitchell.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then I don't know all of the details, but however it worked out, the Gold Camp thing didn't happen,
right.
or it wasn't available. I don't know all of that, but then it turned into a Botel thing, and I think she'd already bought me a ticket at that point. And I said, I'll be there. We'll get the band together. We'll do this. And slowly it all came to pass. And
so it's this weekend, Friday through Sunday.
Yeah.
And it's all, you'll kind of feel like you're back in the aughts.
Yeah, 2006, something like 2006, 2007. And it's, but you know, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, Melissa's going to be up here, her band.
The Hope Social Club.
So that new iteration of that. Of course, the Sweat and Honey guys, they're just a ton of talent. So all of the stuff they've done and developed into since then. So it's not going to just be a retro
thing.
No, it's not. I'll probably be the most retro part of it, and everything else will probably be really dynamic and vibrant and amazing. So it's going to be a lot of people who haven't seen each other, and a lot of people who are on the periphery of that, and just people we knew then who are coming back to see it. It's going to be a pretty special weekend at the Botel.
Yeah. So, and it's this weekend, Friday through Sunday.
Yeah.
And how fun is that? Right here in Fairbanks.
And I hear it's going to be 74 degrees.
And sunny.
On the river.
I know, on the river. How nice is that?
Yep.
You mentioned that you're from the Seattle area now. Vashon Island, is that right?
Well, I was born in Renton. Renton, we like to say. But yeah, I live on Vashon Island now.
Oh, and that's beautiful, right?
Come visit.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen pictures, and it looks absolutely gorgeous.
It's nice. It's very nice.
Well, those two songs were off of Blacktop Road, and I know you've got some newer stuff that's been recorded. We could listen to some of that. That's with your band and musicians that you put together there. In Vashon Island, right?
Well, not so much on Vashon Island. I mean,
okay.
I'm not
That's a small place.
Most of the recordings I have aren't put together through a particular vision or I should say through any sort of ambition I have to get them recorded. A lot of times they come together over time, haphazardly, often by people who are thankfully more motivated than I am to get some of these songs recorded.
Yeah.
I'm talking about a guy named Don Farwell, who's the owner of Earwig Studios in Seattle. And he oftentimes would put a lot of people together and said, hey, let's record this song. So the last thing that I put together that could be considered a project really was called Pills for Two. And we recorded it over a couple of years. A lot of great musicians played on it. Not necessarily Vashon or Seattle folks, but people from around that area. Mm-hmm. And Corwin Wilkie was on it.
Oh,
from
Corwin
Sweating
from
Honey.
Sweating
he was
Honey.
Down.
Yeah.
Eric Graves was on. So there
from
were
Esther,
there
right
were folks
on.
from the community who were down there playing on it too. They'd come through and visit and be a part of it.
And you take them to Earwig Studios and you do another track.
Well,
and,
we'd go drinking and Earwig was a place to stop along the way. Yeah, I mean, It was a pretty organic thing. And when we had a certain number of songs that we felt would make a good EP, we decided to call it that.
Yeah.
Call it something and make it that. Just make it an EP. It's only been released digitally. It's free. It's on Bandcamp. If you Google my name and Bandcamp.
Kanzler spelled with a K.
Yes, Kanzler spelled with a K and a Z, not an S. You can find me. You can download it. You can download it for free. It's a 6-song EP released only digitally. We were going to put it out on vinyl. The test pressing sucked.
Someday then, you still have it.
Still be done. Yeah. We'll do something. Do something with it someday. But, and hopefully in the next couple of years, I'm already starting to think about maybe going back in the studio and getting another recording done. So
should we hear something off of that?
You're in charge.
Okay. What should we hear? Angel or Thumb It to Michigan or Not for Taylors, Not for Kings?
I think that's the one you play most frequently. Play whatever. You go.
All right. We're going to play Not for Taylors, Not for Kings because it is so absolutely heart-achingly beautiful. You'll see. This is from the recording you did at Earwig Studios in Seattle.
Not for tailors, not for kings, but to walk the modest corridors laid, sung upon the ground you walk towards late, and you roll in restless dawn. Not for islands, not for seas, but to feel it simply clearer, closer. To move and rest without a fear or warning is a rare and precious moment in our time. Cost of pleasure bringing your sympathetic eyes, kindness bringing, but I'd prefer the oldest of your tattered, ragged clothes. Not for peace, no more food to give, the kitchen's closing, through the last of that fat back at closing, and the locks are clicking closed. Not for tailors, not for kings, not to wander through these wasted streets late, sung upon the ground you left behind, laid in the rolling restless darkness of your dawn.
EP that Jeff Kanzler has put out. That was Not for Taylors, Not for Kings. And Jeff Kanzler joins me in the studio for Alaska Live. He's got his guitar. He's been singing songs. We did hear that one from your recording that you've done kind of recently and put out. You said on Bandcamp people can get it. That song was just gorgeous. When did you write that? Do you remember where you were?
Yeah, I was in Renton at my friend Eric Bott's house.
Renton is close to Seattle, where you grew up, you said.
Yeah, that's where I was born. That's where I was raised. Yeah, he had just gotten this crazy. Eric bought a lot of my friends who are listening to this, musician friends will know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, he's come up here a lot.
He's come up here a couple times.
A couple times.
He was my buddy in high school who, when I had a guitar, he had like the Tascam 4-track recorder. So he was always the guy who had. You know, I mean, I think musicians are nerds, but people give them kind of a pass because they're. But he was always kind of the gear nerd, uh-huh. And then I was the guy who had songs, and we just, you know, we from a very young time, he was the guy who would record a song, and I had these song ideas that I'd probably be mortified to hear now. I don't want anything to do with those recordings from high school. But yeah,
but you were playing guitar and singing songs and writing songs in high school.
Yeah. I mean, this is well after that. I'm talking about this song,
yeah.
This didn't happen in high school.
Okay.
The songs I was writing in high school were, oh, geez. Yeah.
Testosterone driven.
No, I think I could have used a little more testosterone. I think I was listening to too much like 70s soft rock at the time. You know, the way I remember them now is it almost sounds like Delilah. kind of crap. But, I was a sensitive boy. This song, though, Not for Tailors, Not for Kings, I remember pretty distinctly the day I wrote it because he had gotten this cool MIDI setup to where you could, on the computer, using, and now we take this all for granted, but back then it was pretty wild. This is probably 1999.
90s, okay.
Maybe late 90s. And it had, you had a keyboard, a little keyboard, and on the computer you could press buttons and get different orchestral sounds that were really high quality samples. So I was messing around with the Rhodes sample and with the cello sample, and so the whole song really kind of developed around wanting something to do those with. And it's really a simple song. I mean, it never changes chord progression or anything like that. And so it was just kind of trying to get a cool thing that you could just keep on doing, a loopy, weird cello. And
so the cello was always in that song. That wasn't something you added just recently because, oh, cool, there's a cellist at the recording studio.
No, I played that using a cello sound on a synthesizer program on a keyboard in the demo that I made that, if you listen to it now, it sounds very much like that, just not the sonic quality, not the recording quality, and the MIDI cello sound is not quite the same as having this world-class cello player who Don brought into the studio to actually play a freaking cello on the song like it should be. So,
and the singers that are harmonizing there, she's got a gorgeous voice, but there's more than one.
I think there's three. I think there's three women. I think there's three different. Three different people singing on that, at least two, and I don't. There were a number of female vocalists on that album. Tekla Waterfield out of Seattle, Brenda Hu, who I know has played up here in Anchorage, and I think has maybe done some shows up here in Fairbanks. Sarah Howard, who's part of the Seattle music scene, and I think that's it. There's a, oh boy, I'm forgetting the name
that's
of a fourth person.
People will be able to see that maybe on Bandcamp when they go download this EP.
Bandcamp. The credits are on Bandcamp.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
There they are.
That's exactly right. And you were living in Alaska for quite a few years. When was it when you moved away?
I left Fairbanks in February of 2007. It was 62 below on the bank. on the bottom of the hill from the university.
Oh, on the university sign.
Yeah,
I remember that. Is pretty accurate.
Yeah,
so it was.
Yeah, February 2007.
You could not have been too sad to be leaving when it was 62 below. And planes still fly. That's the amazing thing. If you're listening to this on the World Wide Web and you've never been to Fairbanks.
I was driving away, though.
No, it really does get that cold.
Gets that cold.
You said planes do fly, but
I was driving, but no, it was it was that cold.
And you drove out of Fairbanks at that cold.
Yeah.
We, as your friends, let you leave when
it was 62 below. I had Blizzaks on my car. Yeah. It was cool. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of stuff in the back. It was fine.
Headed to Tok.
Actually, it's funny because I was starting out on a drive from Fairbanks to Miami I went Fairbanks to Seattle, Miami, and then up to Durham, North Carolina, where my girlfriend at the time was living. So it was a road trip.
62 below when you left in Fairbanks, and then Miami.
Well, I was in Seattle 102? For a couple of months. You know, you got to stop every once in a while. You can't just go from Alaska to Miami. That won't work.
That might hurt you.
It would hurt you. Yeah, yeah. No, you can't do that. So I took some time in Seattle to acclimate.
Were the kids from UAF all?
Nobody was naked
around
in front of the sign.
Nobody was naked in front of the sign.
Nobody was
thing.
Naked in front of the sign. Nope.
That's just the 50 below club. If it gets 50 below or lower, all the co-eds get out there in their bikinis and
might have been leaving early
such.
In the morning.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They might have also been right. asleep the night before. So.
If it was midnight or so, then they definitely would have been there.
Everyone was sober at UAF. Everyone was sober.
Nobody wanted to go out in their boots and bikinis.
Nope.
But that happens. I mean, it's a sad day or it's a sad winter when it doesn't get to 50 below and you're a UAF student and you can't go do that thing.
They've got their Uggs by the door. And they're ready to just go down there in their Uggs
and
their underwear.
They got their car warmed up.
Yep.
That's right. Oh, it's summertime now, so it's going to be nice this weekend for the Chena River Festival where you're headlining Friday night there, and that is really cool at the Botel. Well, let's hear another song from you here, performed live on KUAC's Alaska Live. It's Jeff Kanzler as my guest here on KUAC 89.9.
So fine, somewhere near Fulton County. You should have seen a sundress hanging on her. She said, get me down this road and I'll love you till you're older. Yeah, I treat you like a long lost friend. So I rolled up to the Northland where I knew my hands was needed by a long-limbed girl who sang my praises. She said, get me to California and I'll love you till you're crazy. Yeah, I treat you like a long-lost friend. Smell her skin across the ocean. She opened up her eyes and said, the time's come for leaving. But I'm gonna miss you like a long lost friend. She opened up her eyes and said, the time's come for leaving.
That's really one of my favorite songs, I think. And that's not on Blacktop Road or no. The newest EP, is it?
No, most of my songs aren't on either of those.
So if people have heard you play live, they might know these songs, but otherwise they're not really recorded.
There's live recordings of them. Yeah. There's probably demos of them. There's a lot of, we at one point realized we had like 80 songs demoed.
80 songs?
Yeah, and this was, you know, 5-6 years ago, we realized we had demoed all these songs because we'd hang out in the studio. Eric, who I was talking about earlier, and Don Farwell, who I was talking about earlier, they own a really nice studio in Seattle.
So your buddy Eric, who was recording you on the MIDI, has gone on to have a recording studio.
Excellent. Yeah. So we would hang out a lot, and, you know, we'd get together and we'd play music and stuff. Again, getting an album done is not just a creative endeavor. It's a project management endeavor. It's something that requires some ambition, focus. Those are two things I lack in my musical world. I'm not saying that to be self-deprecating. It's just a fact. But
good at writing the songs
and getting
a good band around you.
I enjoy that part of it the most. So, there's a lot of stuff that we have ideas for, and you know, who knows? We'll see. So I could go on a 3-year tear and just put all. I just don't feel that the world of arts and letters is that much lacking without a more significant contribution from me. But that could change. I'm a little dismayed at the way the world is right now. Who knows? I could just go on a tear.
We could use a few more songs to listen to.
Oh yeah, I've said I think I'd be a great, you know, Dylan without the genius. I'd get out there and just tear it up. So we'll see what happens.
Did you listen to a lot of Bob Dylan when you were growing up there in Renton?
No, I listened to a lot of AC/DC when I was growing up in Renton. That's kind of what it was. It was all classic rock.
It was the 80s.
Led Zeppelin, AC/DC, all that kind of stuff. A lot of the the Bob Dylan stuff came not when I was that old, early 20s. But
when you got but a lot to be of that out just, on your own and make your own decisions and, you know, really feel it. And you're like, I'm going to listen to this.
When you get
this.
Out of where you grew up in Kansas, you know, there's something that happens when you just go downtown, suddenly the world opens up. And then after you've gone downtown, the city that's closest to your hometown, then I don't know, maybe you go on a road trip somewhere, or maybe you meet people who've come to your town, or maybe you get an apartment.
You go on a road trip and go to your first Grateful Dead show.
Exactly.
And
then I think a lot of things start to click, like music, like the music that meant a lot to me when I was a kid. It was influenced by things I hadn't heard yet.
Yeah.
So it got me excited to play music, but it was when I heard the things that influenced that music was when I started to go, and then you just keep going back to the kind of that touchstone of it.
Like
you know,
really
you hear the Rolling Stones
and
you're like, I love the Stones, and then, I love Led Zeppelin. And then you hear the music that they were listening to that caused them to do that or inspired them to do that.
And then you're like,
Muddy Waters. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, Stones. You guys are cool. That's cool what you did, but oh, Muddy, you know. And then you start chasing that all down. It's a rabbit hole for sure.
It is.
A beautiful rabbit hole.
Well, you said that you're not always one to, you know, buckle down and do the recording studio thing, but as I was Googling you and perusing the web, and as I do for guests, you are no different. You got a nod and even a title for Chase Christie with the Quick and Easy Boys for their Kickstarter campaign. You were the colonel, and you were listed as like one of their, you know, ingenuity.
Okay, well, they stayed at my house.
They
stayed at my house.
You were a good host.
I think I might have at one point in the studio had told Jimmy or Chase or something that they needed to do something better. But it wasn't a constant presence. I think it was almost more of a sarcastic nod. But they stayed at my house. I know that because I had a whole bunch of stuff at my bar when they showed up, and it was gone when they left. No, that was a fun time though.
And these guys, Chase Christie with the Quick and Easy Boys, man, they put out a really fun album too. Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be up here soon.
Cool.
I don't know if they're coming up to Fairbanks, but they're going to be in the state. I know they're going to be in Anchorage. I want to say in a couple weeks.
Chase is from Anchorage.
Chase is an Anchorage boy.
Lives in Anchorage these days too. And so Alaska musicians, you know, stretching their wings, going out to the lower 48, doing some recording, touring, finding bands and bringing it back here to Alaska. That's what it's all about.
Go check it out. Quick and Easy Boys.
Yeah. Great.
That's true, too. That's what they are. They are Quick and Easy Boys. It's actually not a lie.
The quick part of we're talking about with these songs that you've written, they're not all so short, but this evening here on KUAC's Alaska Live, the songs are a little shorter. They've got the verse, they've got the chorus, they got the verse, they got the chorus.
I got no people to jam with, man. Hey, if anybody's around UAF right now, if any of you guys are around the studio, come on in, bring your mandolin, bring your harmonica.
But on Friday night, you will have plenty to jam with.
Oh, it'll be totally different. There's going to be drums. We're not even playing any of these songs. We're not even going to do any of my songs. We're just going to do the Beatles and Zeppelin.
That's not true.
So, no, it's not true. There's a bunch of people going, oh, maybe I will go check it out. And then we say it's not true. Like, oh,
anyway. All right, well, let's hear another song. No matter how short it is, it's one of your songs. And
I can play the guitar where the solos would be just on and on and on and on. We could do like the 20-minute guitar solo
without it. That's true. And some choose to do that. It's up to you, Jeff.
Isn't that for KSUA? Isn't that for that station? I'm just kidding. Just kidding, guys.
We love our sister station across the quad. What are you tuning up for?
I'm going to do Please Please, which is also not on any recordings. I just did a little bit of a solo there. See, we can jam. Yeah. Do you want me to give your number out on the air in case anybody shows up with harmonica out there and needs to get buzzed in?
You don't know that.
Clouds so high, raining in, I can't see the sky. Refuse my love a thousand times, no matter how I try. Oh, I know the ending round, something for you. We could walk holy miles, we could roll again underneath them starry skies, just like we began. But there's something I got, something I must say, standing neath the sunshine and the rain. Strip my will away, bring my senses round. Please, please, help me understand the line I gotta walk to be your kind of man. Please, please. We could walk whole miles, we could roll again underneath them starry skies, just like we began. But there's no time to be out thinking about the pain, waiting in the sunshine and the rain. Please, please, lay me on the ground, strip my will away, bring my senses round. Please, please, help me understand line I gotta walk to be your kind of man. Please, please. Senses round. Please, please help me understand the line I gotta walk to be your kind of man. Please, please, please. please, please.
Jeff Kanzler here at the KUAC studios for Alaska Live, and I'm your host. I'm Lori Neufeld. That song, did you write that here in Alaska when you lived here?
Yeah, I think so. I think it was one of those. You know, a lot of times there's an idea kicking around. You get a thought.
Yeah.
You know, there's, I mean, I've only really written four songs, and then I just, no, really, I change the key. There's a capo, you know, there's a song I write in the open, then I put a capo on the second fret, and it's the same chords, but it's a different song. Few different lyrics.
You got to write new words. And
new words, right. You know, yeah. But so that was all part of kind of that Angelina kind of family of songs. So.
Oh, right. Angelina. Yeah, I know that song.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
on Blacktop Road.
It's on Blacktop Road. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. So there's a lot of things that come out of a particular idea, and then you just kind of work it around.
Yeah, because I mean, you say, you know, oh, I could play guitar solo, but you are an actually very good guitarist.
Well, thank you.
You can, you know, hold your own with that. Some singer-songwriters, you know, they've kind of got it up there as a prop so they can kind of do it. But you can do the solo thing pretty well.
I mean, if I have to, I can kind of fake it. I like to be the weak link in my band. I'm not saying that to be self-deprecating. I think that a lot of songwriters go for that. You want to be the, you want to have a band that's so good that you're, that hopefully you're good too, but you're the, you're like, well, I'm not going to solo while these guys are here. It's not necessary.
Yeah, oftentimes I saw you with, you know, guitarist or two or three, you know. So
yeah, yeah. We've put some big bands together.
We've built some big bands,
yeah.
So you're, you know, equally at home with this solo gig, but also what I found very interesting when you lived here in Alaska, that you'd put bands together from all these people who were like mostly bluegrass musicians, you know, they knew the standards from decades and decades of playing these songs or hearing these songs. But, you know, you're kind of new on the scene or you've been around for a while, but you've got these new songs and they picked them up just as quick, like they were at a bluegrass jam.
Well, I think that there's a great quote. I think it's by Willie Nelson. He said, there's two kinds of music. There's, you know, there's 1-4-5. I mean, and that's a lot of what we do. And then there's and that's the blues. You know, that's what that idiom is. And then there's Kate Smith. You know, there's that God Bless America kind of thing. And that's another thing. So I mean, we don't when you get into that folk rock blues idiom, you gotta, pop has some different little changes than bluegrass does, but those players, A, they're really agile on
right.
their instruments, which is a huge, huge thing. And yeah, I mean, it's all Americana music. I mean, whether you're talking about jazz or something, that was a lot of fun about some of the acts we'd field or the way we get musicians together. You know, on Blacktop Road, you'd have like Corwin playing, you'd have these, you know, a jazz guy, you'd have some jam band guys. We'd have Jimmy Sandy.
From the Denali Cooks.
We'd have Jimmy Sandy. We'd
used
have
to be
Corwin
my landlord.
From Sweating Honey. We'd have Hunter on saxophone.
Yeah, from the Skid Marks. Uh-huh.
And some bluegrass players.
Yeah.
You know, and it was, those were just such fun shows, you know.
Yeah.
It was such a weird mixing of
right.
players.
Right, you would have a full horn section at
mm-hmm.
times.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you have a band put together for this gig at the Chena River Festival.
We know who four of us are going to be,
uh-huh.
possibly five. No, we know who five of us are going to be.
It seems like it's
and then we're
George
try and,
Giannakopoulos on bass because he is the rhythm player for acoustic.
He is my music director.
Good. I'm glad to hear
music
it.
Director. Yeah, so Alan will be playing, Alan Bent.
Alan Bent. Guitar, yeah.
Myself, Travis Burrows on drums. George on bass, as you said. Connor McManaman is flying in Friday morning. He'll be on mandolin. And I still haven't talked to Corwin, but I'm going to try and get him up there for the whole set. I know he's playing a lot this weekend, so I don't know.
Corwin from Sweating Honey.
From Sweating Honey, so I don't know. But and then, you know, all those guys. All the guys are going to be in town. Melissa and I'm sure Melissa and I will sing some songs together. I'm sure I can drag Luke up on stage. It's going to be a big reunion.
It's like riding a bike. You've heard these songs. You've played them. There's muscle memory. It'll
right.
be there.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, so
we might not play the songs as well as we did when we were playing them and executing them and practicing them all the time, but it'll be a lot of fun. There's going to be a lot of love in the room, folks. Come to the Boatel.
Yeah, outdoors. Oh, man, it's just going to be beautiful. Travis Burrows played drums on Blacktop Road for almost all those songs.
He didn't actually on the albums. No,
did
that was
not?
Mostly Cliffy, Pat Fitzgerald.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, not so much Travis. Travis now, of course, plays drums for everything else that's ever happening in Paris.
If he's not playing drums on Alaska Live, he's bringing his drums to Alaska Live
for
so
someone
can
use them?
Play it. Yes.
That's great.
Yeah,
great drummer. No, he wasn't on Blacktop Road, but
he played
most of the live touring we did.
Yeah, all right. That's okay.
Those couple of years after it came out, which we put a lot of time on the road behind that album.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of Blacktop Road, when I was Googling Jeff Kanzler I found Blacktop Road on Amazon for the low price of $2,005.31.
It's quite an algorithm they've got there. It's
but
funny.
That does include all taxes and free delivery.
Yeah, and actually, I can get people a copy for half that. What was it?
$2,005.31.
I
wrote
would
it
pay
down.
That to have a copy of it. I don't think I can find. I don't have copies of it myself. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know how Amazon's algorithm works. Obviously, that's not true in any way.
But for real, I don't know. It didn't have a dollar sign on it.
I'm pretty sure you can get it from CD Baby. They probably have a bunch of them.
Oh, man. Yeah. Anyway, I just thought that was interesting. I thought I might share that with you, that they might be so rare that they're up to $2,000.
Right. Yeah, Amazon.
But gonna send it for free to you.
You don't have to pay for shipping. It's actually $8 if you pay for shipping. But that's cool. I wonder how they have it delivered for $2,000.
I don't know, but
drone. That's how they do their drone delivery.
I just saw that today, and I thought, wow, that's interesting.
That's funny. I wonder why that is.
I don't know what happened. Oh man, that last song, Please Please. That's one of my favorites that you do live. And what was the other song you did? My friend,
Long Lost Friend.
Long Lost Friend. That's another favorite.
We'll be doing both of those. Friday night.
Nice. With the whole band. Don't miss it.
Yeah, whole band.
All right. Well, what's next on the set list here at Alaska Live?
Oh,
we can listen to another one from your EP. We got Thumb It to Michigan. We've got Angel. In Me Now.
Let's do, In Me Now, some spacey stuff. I don't know if that would be, maybe I'll Thumb It to Michigan.
Okay.
Why not?
All right. This is off of your latest EP, and it's available digitally. And it's the opposite of what Amazon has right now for your Blacktop Road album.
Except for the free delivery. It still is free. The cost of your internet connection. But yeah, it's just like that.
It's downloadable.
But a free delivery.
For free. That's great.
You can send me $2,000 if you'd like.
Oh, I'm sure there's a donate button on the Bandcamp.
I'm sure there is, yeah.
But Thumb It to Michigan is, that's the one we're playing, right? And that's on this latest EP. And we're going
to
hear that track recorded at Earwig Studios.
It's another go-round. This faceless hotel, the dust bowl is angry and certain. The lines on their faces are deep set and tired from rising to chase after gold. Yeah, I'm going out for high ground. My only desire is for longing. Putting my sails up at dawning, 'cause I just can't lay here no more. And maybe I thumb it to Michigan, where they put all that steel into motion. I wander my way down to Florida and eat me by the sea. wheels up at dawn. So just can't lay here no smoke shop counters, seeing the air an occasional care, and wonder what's come of her now. Yeah, I'm going out for high ground. My only desire is for longing. I'm putting my sails up at dawn. I just can't lay here no more. Yeah, I'm going out for high ground. Goodbyes have been said, no words wasted. I'm putting my sails up at dawn.
That was recorded at Earwig Studios there in Seattle. Jeff Kanzler, you said that it features Tekla Waterfield and some other folks that are originally from Alaska but have all found that, Seattle as their
that
home.
That song alone is just Tekla singing. I mean, there's other musicians playing on it, but yeah. Tekla is from Anchorage. Beautiful voice, great songwriter, just put out a record recently. The other person I was referring to is a friend of mine who's her guitar player, Jeff Fielder, who's kind of the guy in the session world in Seattle. He plays for Mark Lanegan.
And you said he's
and
from
he's
Alaska,
from Eagle River.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Check out Tekla's album. Google Jeff Fielder. Get all their stuff. Listen to it. Support them. Really, really quality music from those two cats together as a unit and individually.
Nice. And, you know, somehow you all found each other in Seattle again, of course, as you will, because Alaskans know where to find each other.
At the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to probably find each other.
And then they came into the studio and recorded on your EP.
Tekla did. Jeff wasn't playing.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, Jeff didn't play on my EP. I wanted him to, but we just couldn't make it work. But yeah, Tekla sang a lot of vocals on that last EP.
Nice. It's that kind of music that's so achingly gorgeous that you want to listen to over and over because you'll find nuances and just these new little bits that you love in a song like that or
songs
a recording
for bath
like
time.
That.
Songs for bath time.
Yeah.
That's the next album title song. What did you say my nickname? Sleepy Kanzler?
So yeah, that's a Weebyism there.
Sleepy Kanzler.
Sleepy Kanzler.
Hi Weeby and Cantwell if you're listening or if you're out at Isleson. I am Sleepy Kanzler.
As I was looking to see what you've been doing the last decade since you moved away from Fairbanks, I found that, you know, you've been playing some. I found that you did a couple of tribute nights, one for Townes Van Zandt and another must have been Wright.
Google.
I know. Internet. Oh, Google. Oh, but a Merle Haggard tribute, too. And, you know, you must have showed up a night when everybody found out he had died. Or I don't know, but
this was after. Well after that, I think.
Okay,
I don't remember the timeline of that. I do remember the night, but yeah, I don't remember if it was before or after his death. I want to say it was after.
Yeah,
yeah.
I know it was a big deal. I know I put together a huge tribute show here on KUAC after we lost the old hag.
Yeah. Big huge loss. Who doesn't love Merle?
But that just brings me to a point that you have great songs on your own, and you play original songs with a band that's big a band as you can fit on a stage. But you also, you know, you'll throw in a cover here and there to some of your favorites of those. So not that you won't on Friday, but, you know, joked earlier that it's all Beatles and Led Zeppelin tunes.
You know, it's funny. I'm looking at George's set list here because he has his
George
list
is the music director.
And I'm not going to tell you which song is on here, but there is a cover on here. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see if we do it. If you were a veteran of any of those Marlin shows, you might know what I'm talking about. But yeah.
It's running around my head right now.
You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Yeah, I bet you do. That's funny.
Is it?
Yeah, make the motion. Yeah,
okay,
you know
good,
what I'm talking about.
Good. See, this Alaska Live is not even being filmed, so, you know, we can't.
I can't
tell you. All right. Well, we've got time for one more here in the studio. So, what's your finale?
God only knows how I felt on that day as the rains wept upon all we started. I know I misled you, I know that I lied to you. I shot us down, baby, I'm sorry. But oh, angel, I sure could use you bad now. Landed in Denver, a cold egg snowstorm, and not enough coin for a warm bed, and nothing but holes where once leather and soul were my ticket to all that the world gives. I know I misled you, I know that I lied to you. I shot us down, baby, I'm sorry. Oh, angel, I sure could use you about now. Springtime was dawning, just enough hope for the fortnight. Left all my years in a bag on the stairs, ran over the glass of the gold. I know I misled you, I know that I lied to you. I shot us down, baby, I'm sorry.
It's a really nice lullaby for folks out there in Radioland.
Good night, everybody. Sleep tight. Sweet dreams.
Jeff Kanzler, thank you so much for being a guest here on KUAC's Alaska Live. It's been a pleasure. Come back anytime.
Thanks for having me, Lori. Great to see you.
You bet. And I've been your host and sound engineer for KUAC and Alaska Live. I'm Lori Neufeld. The
exclusive support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a generous grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, celebrating 60 years of strengthening community through support of the arts.